Okay, Rabbosai, today's daf in Masechet Shviit, Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is we start our new perek, which is the Klal Gadol Amru, and we now move on to the first Mishnah Halacha Aleph in the eighth perek. So now we're talking about, up until now we've been talking about the question of where is there a chiyuv of biur? Where is there a kedusha shviyas, and so on? But we never really explained if there is that kedusha shviyas. So, what difference does it make in terms of the usages? I mean, we took a lot of things for granted, but we never had a clear cut definition of what usages are permissible and what things we're limited in. Yeah, we did talk about the issur of schora, yes. Let's take a look at the Klal Gadol that was said in terms of the usage of Shviyas. Klal Gadol Amru Bashviit, says the Mishnah. So now we want to talk about what is the din of the Kedusha Shviyas. Remember, it says, Kol Tvuata Le'echol. We learned that on Vahita Shabbat Arts Lachem, we say Le'achla. So we had sort of a contradiction over there, remember? The Lachem always is used to say whatever you need it for. Well, then why does it say la'achla? If it says la'achla, it's mashma, you can only use it for food. But that's impossible, because otherwise why was it mutter lachem? So from there, we actually had discussed in the past the rules, where they come from, is that on the one hand, if the Torah would have said only la'achla, so I would have said, you need to make the absolute maximal usage that you can in terms of human usage, which would be to actually to provide for your nourishment to live. But since it says lachem, it expands the question of to be or not to be into the question of to wear a red shirt or to wear a white shirt. So in other words, from there we learn, if you're not in the mood of wearing white shirts, that you can even use your shvias to dye a shirt. You could have a nice red shirt if you like. So in that case, we now know that there is, on the one hand, a hakpada that the Torah makes on utilizing things efficiently, certainly that I'm not allowed to waste them, that's for sure. And I cannot even make use of them in a way that is less efficient than the other usage would be. And we'll see what that would include. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to the behema, it says, now, it says that you have to use the animal food specifically for the food of the animal. It's what it seems to be saying. So that leads to some fascinating different dinim, which we've taken for granted up until now. We talked about them. We finally have the Mishnah exploring them directly. So,
the Rebbe, I'm sorry. Red dyes matter.
Okay, I like it.
He's killing me.
Klal gadol amru bashviit. Kol, anything that would be miyuchat for ma'achal adam. We're talking about the kind of things that are used for humans. And those are things like, you know, grapes and like wheat. Those are grown for humans. So the halacha is that ein osim mimenu milugma la'adam, you cannot make it into a ritia, even for a human, because that is not on the same level as some fundamental use. Now, remember, we spoke about in the Yerushalmi earlier about the fact that we seem to have a very important machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about what exactly the rule is that we are deriving from the interrelationship of the lachem to the la'ochla. So, in the Bavli, the preferred solution to understanding what that meant was that anything which is hana'atan ubi'uran shaveh, anything where the hana'a that you derive from it comes at the same point in which you are actually consuming it, that is what la'ochla means, and anything like that you're allowed to use. But where you're going to be using it for something that you do not have immediate hana'a from, such as a melugma, so you're going to be wrecking it in order to make this mush as an antiseptic to put on a wound, right? Well, that's not called the hana'atan ubiran shaveh. Maybe in a week your wound will be fixed, but that's not an instantaneous consumption. Fine, that's the way the Bavli prefers. In the Yerushalmi, we saw that the only consideration that we found, we never found anything resembling this concept so far in the Masechet, and in reality nowhere in the Masechet, as we'll see. And therefore, the mashma'ut is that in the Yerushalmi, it's the way we said it before, that since the melugma is only ra'ui for people who are ill, people who are wounded, that's why it's different. So in other words, it needs to be something which is shaveh l'chol nefesh. It needs to be something that anybody would actually be able to use. If you can only use it because you're sick, then that's not considered to be a primary for human use. Okay, very different approaches, but in any event, that still both of them would support our klal gadol. So kol ha-miyuchad l'mach al adam ein osim mimenu melugma ve'ein tzarich lomar la-behema. For sure. I mean, certainly if a behema has the need for a refuah of some kind, you can't use it for that, because it says specifically, lachem la-ochla. Anything that is miyuchad lachem is miyuchad lachem, and not for behema. And if it's miyuchad for you la-ochla, then don't use it for refuah. Kol she'eino miyuchad l'machal adam. Masha'enkein, let's say we have all of these other meaning that we've been talking about, where there are things that are actually meant for animal feed. Osim mimenu melugma la'adam avolo l'beima. You would be allowed to make it for a usage for a human, which is always, by definition, more important than the usage of the behema. But you couldn't take a machal behema and make it a melugma for a behema. Because since it says la'ochla for the behema, it means exactly what it says. If you're going to be using it for a behema, then it has to be for that primary usage for the behema to actually support its life. And it says la'ochol. So therefore, you must use it for achila, but not for melugma. V'chol she'eno miyuchad, lo l'ma'achal adam, v'lo l'ma'achal behema, things that are basically not meant unless you actually cultivate it for that purpose, but if you found it stam, you would not think that this is ma'achal behema or ma'achal adam. So then, if b'sha'at halikita, you were choshev alav l'ma'achal adam u'l'ma'achal behema. So if you decided you're going to use it for both, then it gets the chumrah of both. What's both? Why is there a chumrah for both? It didn't seem any chumrah. Sure there is. Notnim alav chumrei adam, meaning that you can't even use it for a melugma for an adam. And we also give it the chumrei of a behema. Now we're going to see in our Gemara that that means that since for a behema, and where's your brother, for heaven's sakes, Ari? This is where it's time for me to attack him again. What's going on over here? You give me this old kind business? Man. Get to work on him today. Maybe you could team up with Akiva. Let's get a little bit of... What?
When I've asked him in the past, he said he'd be in pain, but I'll deal with it today,
bro. He'll be in more pain if this goes on. Anyway, so you remember the old story. He claimed that we have nothing to worry about the lion that's walking past our barbecue, because lions don't like barbecues. Then he admitted he just made that up. But anyway, the truth is that that's how our Gemara is going to explain. We finally get to his mocker in the Yerushalmi. That's the way our Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. What's the Chumrei Behema? The Chumrei Behema is that you do not have a right to barbecue the food for your lion. Why? Because animals don't like barbecues. So because of that, we'd be machmer on it over here that you couldn't make a cereal out of it, if it's, or whatever, right? So very sweet. Okay, so therefore, in such a case, it would be mechuyev of both of those chumras. How about if at the time of the lekita, you decided that you're going to use it in your fireplace? or in your oven. So chishev alav le'etzim. So then it's ke'etzim. If it's ke'etzim, there's no din of shvias at all. Something that is only roy to burn, we don't have a kedusha shvias on. So what type of things am I referring to when I say that it requires a thought as to what it would be? And these are basically things that we spoke about many times in the past in the Gemara, and that is kegon hasi'ah v'ha'ezov v'akuranit. So again, as I've told you, I don't know the translation of this penny royal, I have no idea. Ezov, generally speaking, is assumed to be hyssop, even though the Rabbeinu Bachya says in this week's parsha that it's oregano. He writes the word oregano. Okay. Klal gadol, says the Gemara. Let's understand what the mocker of all of this is. Why? Where does the Gemara get it, the Mishnah get it from? So Rabbi Bon Bar Chia asked in front of Rabbi Zer. The parsha seems to mention exactly the same things. Benogea behema and Adam, right? So ochle Adam, ochle behema, hayu the parasha. Says both vayta shabbat arts lachem lochla, v'chal avdecha v'la amatecha. And it goes on to say, so, I mean, it just says, Achila for Adam, it says Achila for Behema. They're all exactly the same. So, where did you come out saying, so, Machamita, like, what do you see that enables you to be Meimar? Machamita Meimar, beautiful. What did you see in your mind that allowed you to insist that, Och le Adam, enosim hem lugma, and Och le Behema, if in the Pasek the Torah didn't give us any such indication, Omar Lei, well, the actual, says Rabbi Zera to Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, of course it does. Because, look, the Torah said, Vayta Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla. Okay, what do you think Le'ochla means? That's a miyut. You can only use it for Le'ochla. So that is telling me, miyut ochle Adam, and in osim mehem melugma. Yeah, so what, I understand. So what's your answer? It says exactly the same language by the behema. Umiyat ochle behema, thank you. It's part of my question, yeah? I said it says the same lashon by both of them, and you're coming to answer me by ignoring my question. Umiyat ochle behema, no? So, by the same token, we should mean that if you can't turn ochle adam into melugma, you cannot turn ochle behema into melugma. So what's your real answer? It says, vil vehem techa le'ochla. Omer Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, no. That's, I'll tell you. Generally speaking, you have to use your brains. If you have a diak in a pasuk, and then you're going to go ahead in the same pasuk, and you're going to make another diak, which is going to destroy your original diak, that's a no-no. Kol midrash she'ata doresh v'shover midrash rishon ain't a midrash. You can't take the same pasuk and say that it's dafka telling you the opposite of what it just told you. I mean, isn't that obvious? So therefore, if we already used the beginning of the pasuk to tell me that we're being marbe, that it's only ochle adam that has to be not for melugma, but that an ochle behema could be made into melugma, so you can't possibly use the lo'ochla for the behema to tell me the opposite, can you? So obviously this is meant to be a completely different limud. So for that, we learn, and it's 100% consistent, by the way, for that we learn that you cannot make animal foods into melugma. Yes, for animals. But we already saw that you can make animal foods for melugma for Adam. That's the point. So it's very consistent. Each species is mentioned separately in the pasuk. Doesn't that show you that we need to consider them as sets? Yes. Okay, so then if that's the case, l'chem lo'ochla is saying only members of this set, l'cha, and for amatcha, and avadacha, and so on. And then at the end, which then keeps going on, that's a different set. Exactly. Each one is very consistent, only for eating, not for melugma. but only within the context of itself. So, okay, so it's clear then that the Torah is saying the lesser value in terms of the chashivas of the relationship of a human to it, that thing can certainly be used for additional human tzrachim, which means I use the animal feed for the tzorach of a human being, which is much more chashiv, even though it's not for everybody, and even though it's not b'shas b'yura and so on. But nonetheless, the human being needs it as an antiseptic, so fine. I'll use it. Hashem came, the same way I can't use a human food for a human malugma, I can't use an animal food for an animal malugma. Dafka think it's very, very beautiful, says Rabban Bachia. It's a very consistent kind of thing, whereas what you wanted to do is ridiculous. You're going to make a diak in one direction, and then 2 seconds later you make a diak in the opposite direction. Obviously, everything, as we said today in the Bavli, everything is contextual. Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't use this approach. He has a different basis for the whole idea, not like Rabbi Zera said. Lo Amar Kein. He says, how do we know that there's a difference between the Eichle Adam and the Machale Behema, the Gabi this Halacha of the Melugma? It says in the Pasuk, V'hayta Shabbat Ha'aretz Lachem Lo'ochla. Now, when it says Lo'ochla, then that is a miyut. Only lochla, and not for anything else. Okay. So then, if that's the case, so when we say that lecha, vila avdecha, vila amatecha, this is grog yirsa, so then it means that the eating at the end of the pasuk, let's leave out the levehemtecha, it says, tiyakot vuata, le'achol, again, like you pointed out, we've got two miyutim over here. So both times, le'achol means le'achol v'lo l'malugma, and then le'achol means again le'achol v'lo l'malugma, okay? So then, isn't that a classic miyut achar miyut? Ve'ein miyut achar miyut, ela l'rabot. And that's one of the midas that you obviously agree to. And therefore, it's coming to tell me that it's coming to be marbe what? That ochle adam rabot. This would be the gross girsa rabot, and makes so much sense. Rabot ochle behema shows imi emelug mele adam. So wait a minute. So then, if we have a ein miyadach miyadach of the rabbis, how do we know to be marbe only the behema? I mean, you've put it all together in one pasuk, and you're saying it's a miyad achra miyad. So then, if it's coming l'rabbis, it should be marba, even eichle adam, change the girsa. So, the rabba eichle adam, then why aren't we also, on basis of miyad achar miyad, be marba, even the human one? That is what Rabban Barchia, that you misunderstood, that is what Rabban Barchia was coming to say, that that's ridiculous. Because then don't say it at all. So, kol midrash atadoresh, and then you're going to be shover the medrash rishon, ain't a midrash. I mean, since we said over here that the first miut of la'ochla is coming to tell me that you can't use human food to make a malugma, so then that means that we can't say the second one is coming to tell me that you're coming to include it, then that's the opposite of what it said. The point over here is that the second one is coming to be a ribuy, yes, but a ribuy of what? A ribuy of the one that we just mentioned immediately prior, which is levem techa v'lechaya. Omar Rav Matanyo, it's basically, kishemi'atata, when you went ahead and you'd made it a miyat, before you came to ein miyat ela achar miyat the rabbis. So what were you mimamayat? You were mimayat ochle adam, you said you can't use to make a malugma. And then, when you got to the end of the pasuk, and you're saying now the second one, la ochle is a riboy, what was it a riboy of? It was a riboy of what we just said, levehem techav lechaya. So it was marba legabe ochle behema. So it's very clear that that's the point. The first one is a miut in terms of ochle adam. The second one is ein ribuy achar ribuy el rabbis. What? Levem techav lechaya tiyat lochla. Perfect. Okay. So now, how far do you want to take this? You've got this miut achar miut. So it's coming to be marba using animal foods, the way Ramatanyo just explained it, using animal foods for human purposes. So how much do we say for human purposes? I assume malugma is actually a support of life, you know? Would I be able to utilize animal food as human dyes? Suppose you want a blue t-shirt. That's Gavi's choice for the day. So in order to do that, maybe you'd have to take human food. I mean, behemoth food. I know you can use human food, but could we still say that the miut over here would still allow you to use it for humans or not? So my question is, ma lasot mehem, utilizing the behemoth, ma'achal behemoth, for tzibu'in la'adam? Well, says the Gemara, obviously. I mean, it's a kal v'chomer, isn't it? Ma'im okli adam, where eino simeem alugma la'adam, o simeem tzibu'im la'adam. Remember that the lechem comes to tell me that any common usage of it that people find necessary, you would be able to use ma'achal le'adam for tzeva. So if you can even use a human food for tzeva, you're not allowed to make a human food into a bandage. So, kosher kein ochle behima, where you're even allowed to make a bandage, ochle behima, she'osimeem lugmala adam, kol kosher kein, she'osimeem tzva'im la adam, so that's not even a question. Okay, true. I have another question. Now, this question is a very problematic question. And there's a lot of different approaches to how to answer the problem. The Gemara says, how about if you have mine melugma'ot? Shemash, we're talking about species that the usage of this species is specifically for antiseptics, right? So that's, what else would it mean? I mean, mine melugma'ot. So our question is, could I use mine melugma'ot for dying, for humans? That's the question. And is that considered to be a violation of the main purpose of the mine melugma? And that's considered to be, we learn out from la'okhla, not to waste. So this would be a waste, or not. Now, there's a very big problem over here, because just last week, or 2 weeks ago, we learned that there is no din of Kedusha Shvias on minim that are only usable for melugma'ot. So how it's a very strange question to say mine melugma'ot. So obviously, mine melugma'ot cannot mean things that could only be used for melugma. Okay, so then the question is how to fit this in to the Gemara before. But in any event,
the medicinal aspect a level up from just the plaster? In other words, an antibiotic is far more chashuv than something which is the patch.
From any other source. The Gemara made that distinction in the opposite direction before, if you recall, by saying that in order to make the antibiotic, you have to actually destroy the material. Whereas in order to make a melugma, you don't destroy the material, you just put it on a bandage. Fine, but no, it's true. What you're saying, of course, is true. But I have to admit that I made up the whole idea of the antibiotic here, just to make it sound good. Because all the Gemara said was a melugma. You know, you should be looking inside and not listening to the phony who's telling it over to you. He always likes to make things sound good. All right. So, in any event, says the Gemara, well, it's the same kal v'chomer. I mean, if ochli adam, where you're not allowed to make them into melugma for an adam, you could still make them into a tzeva for adam. So melugmas, which there's no problem in making them into melugma, so kosher kein, you should be able to make for tzevoim. I mean, I don't understand. It's an awfully weird question that you were asking. No. Yeah, you're right. It is a weird question. And that could be the answer to why we put it this way anyway, that we could have obviously said if it's a mini melugma only for melugma, it wouldn't even be kaddish. Fine. So yeah. We misrepresented the question. What we were really wanting to know is the level of wastefulness of things that are not considered to be a specific usage for the Adam. So what we want to know is, how about if you have, according to the Gemara, Ochle Behema? Can you make Ochle Behema into dyes for Behema? That's the question. So let's say that this is a very low quality dye. You would never use it for something that a human being is going to wear. It's the kind of thing that wears out. It doesn't look good and so on. But they would actually, some learned that they actually dyed the animals. They used to like to decorate the animal itself, which obviously is not a real dye on this level. But, I mean, the Pashto says it means for the, like we had before, for the chamor, that you usually have a blanket on the back of the chamor and so on. And it's not, that's the Pashto of what it's referring to. So, okay. So would that be all right? And, I mean, what would be reasonable to say is that kamodat amar ba'ochle adam, we're over there, eno simei melugma la'adam, but nonetheless, you can use them as a tseva la'adam. We should maintain the same idea, no? Kavatei ochle behima, we said you're not allowed to make a melugma for a behima, out of ma'akal behima, that we still should be able to nasriyam tsevoy lebehima, we still should be able to utilize it, if we understand that, like what we said before, is that basically we have a parallel between the first part of the Pasuk and the second part of the Pasuk, and each one of them should be applicable within this set that it's discussing. So if we understand that the rules that we apply to the Ma'achalei Be'adam allow a melugma type thing to be a tseva, and even the Ma'achalei Be'adam be a tseva, then the same thing should be true over here. The Ma'achalei Be'ima should be able to be used as a tseva. Omer Rabbi Yossi, no, not necessarily. You're forgetting a very important, I would call it a very important lomdus, because we actually had learned this before from the Steibler. He applied this limud about a month ago to another wonderful Gemara. The same limud applied, which is that, look, what you could say, says Rabbi Yossi, is that you cannot learn the dinim of ma'achal behima into tziv'e behima. That doesn't follow necessarily from ma'achal adam into tziv'e adam. Why? Then remember this amazing story that I read before? Because mipnei ma'a ochle adam osimehem tzva'im la'adam. I'll tell you. The reason that you can use human food for a human dye is because if something is a species that only can be used for a human dye, it still has, like we learned before, the previous parak, we learned that something that is not edible, but it's meant as a dye, has Kedusha Shvias, right? Okay, so since that is so chashuv, that something should be used for a human dye, should be considered enough to give it initially the din of Kedusha Shvias, so then it's also an important enough thing to allow you to use something that has Kedusha Shvias for that purpose. But Eichle Behema, which do have Kedusha Shvias, now we learned that from the Pasuk, but Tzva'im for Behema, we never admitted that that would have Kedusha Shvias because it's not Choshev enough to be called a primary product of the Karka of Shvias. So therefore, shall we allow you to use ochle behema, which are kadosh b'kedusha shvias, for tzva'im lebehema, where tzva'im lebehema don't have kedusha shvias? No, that doesn't follow at all. Because we only allow a usage that is choshev enough to create kedusha shvias. That usage we can use of something that has kedusha shvias. But to use Kedusha Shvias for something which, if it were only for that purpose, wouldn't even have Kedusha Shvias, then that means that that's not a valid usage for the darga of specificity of the Shvias. You understand how beautiful it is? It's the interrelationship of the concept of specificity in Kedusha for understanding the nature of its usage. This is not a choshev enough specific usage to be called Kodesh. And therefore, you can't use Kodesh for it because it's not specific. Brilliant. Ha! Anyway, so we leave it off with that, and we no longer have a clear-cut answer to the question because Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't follow at all. That's wonderful. Okay, so on that lovely thought, we can actually...
Whenever Rabbi says... Steipler, Rebbe means Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Just translate.
No, I meant the Steipler.
He also wrote a commentary in the Masechtas Ketanos?
Yes, there's tons of stuff in the Kilas Yaakov.
Oh.
Yes, no.
His son did it. So they both wrote it in the Masechtas Ketanos.
Yeah, there's no. One is a direct Pirush word for word on the Masechta. That was done by Reb Kanievsky.
Okay. Which one?
The sun. We have the actual Purish of the Shtaipa.
Hold on, and Rebbe always taught us the difference of the Yerushalmi being Tar Chazi as opposed to Tashma, that fits with Machay Masmei.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Rabbi Isai, it's been lovely. It's good to have the little G back in the real world again. And we hope that he's able to come back full scale, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, so that he can keep writing down all of the important things we've been throwing his way. He's been doing that anyway? Okay, good. Alrighty then. So, Bezrat Hashem, see you. I shall hope to see you later today for the next installment of our war series, but Bezrat Hashem, we'll talk. Kol tov, everyone. Besirot tovot, yeshuot, v'nechamot. Kol tov.